This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Tuesday that the U.S. would reopen its consulate general in Jerusalem.
As I told Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas, the United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem. That's an important way for our country to engage with and provide support to the Palestinian people.
This move restores ties with Palestinians that had been downgraded by the Trump administration. The consulate long served as an autonomous office in charge of diplomatic relations with the Palestinians, but former U.S. President Donald Trump downgraded its operations and placed them under the authority of his ambassador to Israel when he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Trump's move infuriated the Palestinians, who view East Jerusalem as an occupied territory and the capital of their future state. U.S. Senator from New York Chuck Schumer appealed for peace during an event in Times Square a day after police arrested 24 protesters at the famous intersection.
I'm really glad there's a ceasefire in the Middle East, and I have every confidence that the Biden administration will make all efforts to maintain it.
More than 24 people were arrested as pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrators clashed in New York City's Times Square. The U.S. military estimates that it has completed up to a quarter of its pullout from Afghanistan. CENTCOM also said it had removed the equivalent of approximately 160 plane loads of material from Afghanistan and turned over more than 10,000 pieces of equipment to the Defense Logistics Agency for disposition. U.S. President Joe Biden announced last month that American troops would leave Afghanistan by September 11th after nearly 20 years of military involvement in the war-torn country. This is VOA News. Belarus opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday it is clear that Roman Protasevich, the journalist arrested Sunday after the passenger jet he was traveling on was forced to land in Minsk, has been beaten in detention. Protasevich appeared in a video posted online on Monday.
Lawyer is already trying to get him, but we don't know the updated information at the moment. But I'm sure that he's in awful circumstances. I'm sure that he's being tortured because he knows a lot of information.
The incident has been described as state-sponsored hijacking by Western leaders, and many European airlines are now avoiding Belarusian airspace, a key route from Europe to Asia. A U.S. journalist working for a news magazine in Myanmar has been detained by authorities, according to his news organization. Frontier Myanmar said on Twitter that its managing editor, Danny Fenster, was detained on Monday at the main Yangon International Airport while preparing to board a flight to Malaysia and was transferred to Yangon's insane prison. They do not know where he is or why he is being held. Frontier Myanmar publishes in both English and Burmese and is one of the country's top independent news sites. Tokyo is denying that a U.S. warning for Americans to avoid traveling to Japan will have an impact on Olympians. Japan is determined to hold the Tokyo Games that start July 23rd. The U.S. cited a surge in coronavirus cases in Japan caused by virus variants that may even pose a risk to vaccinated people. Tragically ironic, but certainly an uplifting turn of events resulting from last week's violence in Israel and Gaza. A Jewish man killed during violent clashes in Lod has given a new life to an Arab woman long in need of a kidney transplant. 56-year-old Yigal Yehoshua died last Monday after being pelted with rocks amid violence between Arabs and Jews in the mixed Israeli city. But after days and nights of war and ugliness, there was a rare moment of hope when 58-year-old Rhonda Eiweiss, a mother of six, received one of Yehoshua's kidneys after a 10-year wait. He was registered as an organ donor, and medically, the Jewish man and Arab woman were a match. I thank them. Thank you as much as I can. They save me. They don't have any problem, Arab or Jew. From what I heard of him, people say he was a good man. Yigal was good and didn't do any harm. There must be peace, not lies, just peace. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.